Onto the Beneficiary Deemed Owners Trust, or the BDOT. The goal for the BDOT is really the same as the goal for the BIDGET, and that is to have the beneficiary treated as the owner of the trust for income tax purposes, while the trusts are outside of the beneficiary's estate for estate tax purposes. This allows, again, the grantor beneficiary to access the trust assets as a beneficiary, and allows for non-taxable sales to the trust. This is another alternative to the slap planning that we discussed. You have, again, the advantage of being able to adjust the estate plan for the beneficiary through the testamentary special power of appointment that could be granted in the trust. But I think the big distinction here is the BDOT addresses some perceived weaknesses in the BIDGET planning. Specifically, and we'll talk about this in a little bit more detail when we go through the sales component of this planning, but generally, this type of planning precludes the necessity of using an independent third-party guarantor to create the credit coverage necessary for the sale, and this helps achieve the bona fide sale for adequate and full consideration exception under 2036 to reduce the risk of estate tax inclusion with the 678 trust. And the reason for that is really the funding of this trust initially can be much more substantial than through the BIDGET planning. The trigger utilized to obtain the 678 treatment as to the beneficiary on this one is the beneficiary is given a withdrawal right over income, not corpus as in the BIDGET of the trust, and then the beneficiary lets that power lapse and then retains another grantor trust power, such as the power to add beneficiaries or the power to direct income. It is important in this strategy to make sure that the withdrawal power can be satisfied from all of the assets of the trust. The default would be that that withdrawal right would potentially be more limited, and so you make sure that it's triggered as to all of the assets of the trust so that you can achieve the 100% grantor trust treatment for the BDOT. Again, it's important to note here that the settlor or the creator of the trust can't have any powers that would make them the grantor under Section 671 through 677, because that power would trump the beneficiary's power and not allow for BDOT treatment. The owner of the trust assets for estate tax purposes is the trust, so the beneficiary's estate would not include the value of the trust assets. Who can benefit under the BDOT planning? The tax grantor, the spouse, and the descendants, really anyone, again, other than the creator of the trust and the creator of the trust's wife. Creator of the trust's spouse, husband, or wife. Who pays the taxes and how are they funded? This is really, again, the same as a BIDGET. The beneficiary is liable for the taxes, but the beneficiary does have access to the trust assets in order to make those tax payments. First through payments on a promissory note used in a sale with the trust, then as the trust beneficiary. Then the rules at death as far as income taxes go are again the same as the BIDGET. So there is no basis step up for the assets in the trust, but there would be for the note used in a sale with the trust if it's still in the estate of the beneficiary at the time that they pass. So now we'll go through the different funding scenarios and really which funding scenarios make sense depending on the characteristics of the client or the taxpayer that we're talking about. So first we'll go through gifting and then we'll go through the different sales components. In the CIDGET context, this trust benefits someone other than the settlor or the creator of the trust. And we look at funding by gift in a couple of situations. One situation would be where the settlor has a taxable estate and they're looking to fully utilize their exemption. And so we'll make the gifts to accomplish that. And that has the added benefit of removing future appreciation from the grantor's estate. There may just be a scenario where there's a certain amount that the settlor wants to go ahead and effectively pass on to the next generation and allow it to grow outside of their estate to achieve other goals. So it's not just limited to a situation where they're trying to fully utilize their exemption. Additionally, it may be a situation where if they're not trying to fully utilize their exemption, but they're going to have an additional income need in the future, the gift component might be used just to create the base for another sale to the trust at a later point in time. When you're going to have a future sale, you want to be sure that the initial funding of the trust is sufficient to create credit coverage for that later sale. Just a rule of thumb would be that if the trust has 10% of the future sale value at the time of the sale, then that credit coverage is sufficient.